Yes! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. I can't wait to get started because today we're going to be reviewing our long vowel sounds. But before we begin, I need to remind you that this activity is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay because you can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. All right, let's begin. Find a pencil and write your name at the top of your sheet. And remember, always do your nicest writing so we can read it and we know who this paper belongs to. When you have finished writing your name, go ahead and put your pencil away because we are going to color first. Okay, like I said, we will be reviewing our long vowel sounds. Remember, long vowels say their name. So long A makes the A sound. That's it, A. And long E says E. Long I says I. Long O says O. And long U says U. But it can also say oo, oo, oo like a monkey. So I am going to sound out a word and I want you to find it on your page. Here we go. P-l-a-n. P-l-a-n. Plane. Yes, the plane is in the sky. Let's color our plane blue. Find some kind of a blue crayon and let's color that plane blue. So plane, I want you to listen one more time to me sound it out and you tell me which vowel, which long vowel is in plane. Ready? P-l-a-n. Which long vowel? Yes, it's A. You can hear it. I say the letter A because long A says A. Pull A. There it is. Plane has the long vowel A. Plane. And we are coloring our plane blue. Some kind of blue. That's the follow directions part. Maybe you wanted a red plane, but we're coloring it blue. And then we'll see if you followed those directions. I am almost finished coloring my plane, which has the long A sound. I think you'll be finished soon too. So I'll give you 8 more seconds and then we're gonna move on. Ready? 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Finished or not? 1. Please put down your blue crayon. Let's find something else in our picture with a long vowel sound. Ready? Home. Do you see the home in our picture? Me too. Let's color the roof of the home brown. Find some kind of brown crayon, and we're just going to color the roof of the home. All right, ready, go. So let's listen to the word home and you tell me what long vowel sound you hear. H-O-M. H-O-M. If you said O, you are right. We hear the long O sound in the word home. O says, long O says O. H-O-M. There it is. Home has a long O sound. Plane has a long A sound. Good. Now, when we sound out plane and home, plane has 4 sounds that we can hear. P, O, A, N. And home has 3 sounds that we can hear. H, O, M. But when we write these words or we read these words, they actually have a letter at the end that we cannot hear because it is silent. And we're reviewing, so you should know what it is. It's silent. Some people call it a bossy letter or a super letter or a magical letter. Whatever you call it, what is it at the end of the word home and plane that make those vowels say their long vowel sound? Did you say E? Because if you did, you're right, ding, 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 bingo, you got it. They have a bossy, magical, super E, whatever you call it, it doesn't matter. I have finished coloring the roof of my home brown, so I'm going to put down my crayon, but I'll give you 5 more seconds. Ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Finished or not, put down your brown crayon. Now I want you to find this word. P-A-N. 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 Pain. Boys and girls, if you look at the home, there are some windows, and the windows have panes of glass in them. It's called the window pane. There are 4 window panes on each window, 4 little boxes. Those are called a window pane. Let's find our yellow crayon, and let's color not the curtains in the window, but the other parts of the window pane to show light shining through. To show the light shining through. Do it for each window. Color the window pane and color it yellow so it shows light shining through. If you want to color the curtain yellow, that's fine too. I'm leaving mine alone. I'm just coloring the parts peeking around the curtains yellow. So pane, let me sound it out for you and you tell me which long vowel you hear. P-A-N. P-A-N. Yes, it's A. Pain has a long A sound. P-A-N. Pain. Now, if we change the beginning sound in pain to M, what word will you have? Instead of P, we'll change it to M. Mane, like the mane on a horse. Yes. Pain and mane rhyme. And pain and plane rhyme too. The plane is above the home with the panes of glass. Pain and plane and mane rhyme, but home does not. I finished coloring the panes of glass. There is light shining through each window pane. Take 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Let's look for something new. Ready? Sound. I'm going to sound it out. You tell me what you find. B-I-K. B-I-K. Bike. Do you see the bike? Me too. Let's color the bike. The parts of the bike. Leave the flagpole alone and leave the wheels of the bike alone, but color the parts of the other parts of the bike, the handlebars and the seat and the bike parts red. Find some kind of a red crayon. I can't really find my regular red, so I'm using my violet red, and that's just fine. So I'm not going to color the wheels or the flagpole, but everything else on the bike, I'm going to color red. Bike. Let me sound it out for you. You tell me which long vowel sound you hear. Ready? B-I-K. B-I-K. Yes, it has the long I sound in bike. Bike has the long I sound. And even though we only hear 3 sounds, B-I-K, we know there's a magical or a super or a bossy what at the end. Yes, E. That silent E at the end makes the I say the long vowel sound I instead of the short one, bike. If we change the B in bike to L, what word will we have? Like. Bike and like rhyme. You got it. And if we change the B in bike to M, what do you have? Mike. Yes. Mike like bike. Okay. I have finished coloring the parts of my bike red. I'll give you 4 more seconds. 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. Look for this word. Ready? P-O-O. Oh, pole. The flagpole on the bike has a long O sound. Let's color the flagpole orange and the flag orange too. Find some kind of an orange crayon. The flagpole and the flag orange. So pole, let me sound that out for you. We have pole. What vowel sound do you hear in pole? P-O-L. Yes, O, it has a long O sound. Pole has a long O sound. It can rhyme with, if we change the P in pole to H, you'll have hole. And pole and hole rhyme. I finished coloring my pole orange, and the flag is orange too. Take 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Look for this one. This one might be a little harder. I'm going to help you. It's the boy, and it's his name. Ready? Luk. Luk. Luke. The boy's name on the bike is Luke. Let's color his helmet. Let's color his helmet green. Luke has a green helmet. Color it green. So Luke, if I sound it out, it's ook. What? Which long vowel has ooh, 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 like a monkey? Yes, you. Long U says ooh, 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 like a monkey. And Luke has the long vowel U, ook. And he has a green helmet on. All right, that did not take me long. His helmet is small. Take 2 more seconds for that green helmet. 2 and 1, and put your crayon down. Last one, here we go. T-I-R. T-I-R. Tire. The bike has 2 tires. Let's color the 2 tires black. Find your black crayon and color both tires black. Let's listen to the vowel sound in tire. T-I-R. T-I-R. Which vowel sound do you hear? I. You got it. It says I. T-I-R. What word do we have if we take the t entire and change it to fire? Yes, tire, fire. Now both tire and fire have that silent letter at the end. What does it say? It doesn't say anything. I gotcha. It doesn't say anything. It's silent. But which letter is at the end of tire and fire? Yes, E. Bossy E, it makes the I say the long I sound, I. Okay, I finished both of my tires. So take 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Now find your pencil. We're going to do a little bit of writing. Find number 1. Across number 1, you'll see some pictures. I'm going to name the picture for you. If it has a long vowel sound, I want you to circle it. Ready? We have cat. K-at. No, that doesn't have a long vowel sound. Then we have a picture of a girl, and she is on like a little tricycle, and the word is ride, ride. She will ride the tricycle, ride. Yes, it has the I sound, long I, circle that. Our next picture is pig, pig. Nope, leave it alone. Our next picture has nut, a nut, nut. No, leave it alone. Our next picture shows a box of rice. Rice. Yes, it has I. Circle that. And our last picture is cake. K-A. Yes, circle cake. So you should have circled ride. The girl will ride the tricycle. Rice and cake. All right, let's try number 2. Let's read it. We see our bossy E, so we know it's going to have, or we have our silent E, whatever you want to call it, so we know we have a long U. Rule. Rule. Yes. Trace that circle around the U. That's long U. Trace the circle around the E. It's silent. Now scoot over. We have R space L. What do we need to put in the space so it will say rule? Yes, we need our U. Write your U. And what comes after the L? Yes, our E. Now move over and write rule. R, U, U, O, L, and don't forget your E. Good job. Number three, let's read it. We have a silent E, so we know the I will be long. F, I, V. Five, trace the circle around the I. There's our silent. No, I almost said silent. There's our long I. It makes the I sound. And then circle, trace the circle around the E. Five, now we have scoot over. F space V. We need to put our I in there. I've. And don't forget your E. Now move over. Write five one more time. F I V. And we need our E. You're so smart. Okay, last one. Oh no, we have two more. Sorry. Number four. That's a vase. Let's write the word vase. V V A. S and E. Check it. You should have V, A, S, E. And number five. Now we're on our last one. We're almost there. It's a hose. Let's write hose. H, O, S, E. Hose. You should have H-O-S-E. Hose. We did it, boys and girls. You finished the whole activity. That's because you rock. I roll together. We rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.